Ready? How are you? Where are you right now? Are you on the Grouse Grind?
I just got off it. Yeah, we were the Grouse Grind. So we in Vancouver, and we went up there, and we had some trouble. They're doing some maintenance, so we had to take some weird ways up. But we made most of the way. Then we got turned back. But I think going down is harder than going up. I'm going to be honest. I had a good sweat going, and legs are pumped. Tight jeans are tight. Ready for a big game tonight.
Now, did your kids do the Grouse Grind with you?
Two of the three, yeah, and we had some other families. We did it. It's good. Like it's only if you haven't done it. If someone's listening hasn't. It is hard. It is. I think it's 2,800 feet vertical. It takes you like an hour and a bit. You know, like with kids.
Yeah, you weren't jogging, Ace, ready?
No, I didn't want to make the other parents feel bad, so I took it easy. But I was sweating that. I sweat. I had like a dark, you know, like a purple shirt. I sweat right through. I was that guy at the wedding, just sweat through his shirt.
Crazy. Daryl Sutter, is this gamesmanship or just a simple truth? I'm not sure if you heard his comment or not today, where he basically said, you know what? Hey, maybe their guys are just better in reference to the Edmonton Oilers, because we've been so much talk about Calgary's top end guys. And thing is, though, he's not lying when he says that, Struds, right? Yeah. Maybe our guys are doing all they can. Maybe Edmonton is just a little bit better.
Yeah, it's an interesting comment. I mean, obviously it's gamesmanship. He's a smart coach. You know, people, when you look at him sometimes, you're like, oh man, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. But he's on it. And I don't think he's wrong. I mean, if you look at the Oilers' top line, at center, at wings, you'd probably take all the guys. Maybe Tkachuk, you'd take over Kane, maybe, just because of the age. But still, like, Kane's outplaying him right now, all three. So, you know, he's not wrong. I think he's trying to motivate his guys too. Like, there is no worse feeling than when someone on your coach compares you to someone, a comparable on the other team, and says that they're better than you. Like, that is I think he's trying to motivate his guys because he's publicly stating it. And I'm guessing, you know, knowing his history and things that I've heard of Daryl Sutter in the past, if he's saying this publicly, he's said it privately to them as well, trying to motivate them. Because I said it yesterday, and I was thinking about it today. I do think that there's way more left on the table for that top line of Calgary to produce than there is of the Oilers. Like, how much more can these top three guys give the Oilers as far as, like, hitting their ceiling? I got to think if they're not at it, they're rubbing up against it. Where's the Flames for? We haven't seen it. Or those top line, at least, we haven't seen it. So he's trying to motivate them. It's a desperate game, and this last game is going to be hard to win. It's going to be – I expect the Flames to really battle, because, you know, it's one thing to lose – in the second round of the playoffs. Like, okay, we made it all right. It's another thing to lose to your inter-province rivals, but it's another to almost get, well, basically swept, right? 4-1 would be not quite a sweep, but that's as close as you can get without sweeping them. So I think I'd look for the Flames to really dig in tonight and battle like crazy.
Yeah, well, hey, the Flames are going to battle, sure, but so are the Edmonton Oilers. And I think you look at now, it's different situations because Colorado was up and they were at home, where Edmonton's on the road. But I don't know if you watched any of that game last night, Strudy, but the Colorado Avalanche came out like just a house on fire. They were all over. And honestly, I watched it. Husso's two, even though they were down 2-0 in the first, the two saves he made, the one on Manson and the one on Rantanen.
Yeah.
That saved the game, right? And I give the Blues credit. They found a way to battle back. And then even when MacKinnon scored an unreal goal with less than 3 minutes to go, the Blues still kept going. So I think Edmonton, it's funny. You got Zach Hyman and Brett Kulak on the Oilers. One of them blew up a 3-1 series lead last year. The other guy came back in a 3-1 series lead. So I'm guessing it's fresh in both of their minds on what needs to happen from an Edmonton standpoint to ensure that Calgary doesn't do what Kulak and Montreal did last year.
Well, first of all, I just want to talk about the MacKinnon goal. Amazing. He picks up in his own end and goes around the net. It was like a practice for him. But what's amazing is you can see the forward sag, and then what happens to the D-men. The D-men were backing off so far. Before he even hit the blue line, the D-men are sagging, I believe, at the top of the circle. They're scared of getting turned. But everyone does everything wrong. So, you know, my point when I talked about last week before the last game, about defending is, you know, as soon as MacKinnon gets it, you have to defend. You have to start defending and slowing him down. Then that gives everyone confidence to stand up. That they just all backed up, and he just ran him over. He was skating downhill and ran him over. But, you know, to your point of the 3-1 lead, like, it's, listen, I don't feel like this is a desperate game for the Oilers, but they've got to come out and play it like it's an elimination game, like they did in Game 6 and Game 7 of last time, out of the last series. And that's going to start with your top players, but everyone has to be on board and ready to go and making the right plays, because you know the Flames are going to be a little jittery. They know that there's no more ramp, right? They're at the end of the plank here, and if they take one more step back, they're off. They're out of the playoffs. So they're going to be jittery, and you have to be really sure and sharp with the puck. The puck management for me is going to be humongous tonight about where they place it, how they carry it to a new zone, how they break out of their own zone, making sure there's no Flames sneaking around, because those guys are going to be a little jittery. If you can get that first goal or that second goal, life gets a little bit harder. So, it's a great opportunity for the Oilers tonight. If they can win, the rest will be huge. It'll be absolutely huge for, specifically two of their big, their biggest guys, the Nurse and Leon, and the whole team. You rest up knowing you're going to go into a tough third round series, but you can't wait for that.
Would you change anything? There's people asking because we saw Yamamoto score with Nugent Hopkins and Hyman saying, would you switch Yamamoto and Puljujärvi? I don't think they would, and here's why. I think that Puljujärvi's biggest contributions right now are defensively. He's not added anything offensively, so they see him in that defensive role. But, in a tight game in the third period, I think you see Yamamoto boost it up there when you need offense.
Yeah, I think it's that same situation. You break it in an emergency, right? And I did have some question marks about Nuge's line with Yamamoto, Puljujärvi and Hyman. Like, they spent quite a bit of time in their own zone late in the first period, and that can't happen. Like, that line, especially when you have the big guns lined up, they have to be solid. So I'm looking for those guys to really appreciate what it means when you get on the ice. When I talk about puck management, I'm talking about those two wingers. Not so much Hyman, but Puljujärvi. He's got to be good. And yes, it's great to get in front and he's blocking shots, but the one time is because he didn't get it out. So if he gets it out, he doesn't have to worry about blocking those shots. So, fair or unfair, that's when you get in the playoffs. Those little details matter so much. So, no, to answer your question, I'm leaving the lines the way they were. They've worked for you. I'm not making any line changes. I'm not trying to drag anybody out. I'm going to run the same line. But there needs to be an understanding that there's a certain way we play. And if you're not playing that way, your ice time will drop down, and we'll put someone in there who is doing it, because this is a huge game. This is a big moment for the Oilers to get past that first round, but to get their big guns rest, which would be humongous for for those guys that need it.
If you were Daryl Sutter, would you split your minutes against the McDavid line between Backlund and Lindholm now? Because for three games it hasn't worked. Your top line's got crushed for three games. Right.
Yeah.
And the fact is, you keep, I know you've said, well, they can do more. But here's the truth, Struds. They're not as skilled and they're not as big and they're not as fast as Edmonton's trio. Right. So even if Edmonton's trio doesn't play any better, they just play how they are. Calgary can't match them because they're not as quick. They're not as big. They're not as skilled. Yeah. So and they are their best line. So to me, if I'm Daryl Sutter, I'm saying, Backlund, you guys, you're going to take more responsibility, and we're going to try to free up Gaudreau's line against the second, third, and fourth lines of Edmonton.
You got to do it, and you're 100% right, Grace. They got it. They have to get those guys going. They need them. They need them to score and to produce points and get energy going for that for their group. And we just haven't seen those shifts. And if I'm picking on one guy, it's Tkachuk. He needs to get involved in the series. Introduce himself into the series. He has not, by my eyes, had a good series. And we've both spoken all year about Zach Kassian and his need to get involved and be physical and emotionally connected. And when he does that, he can have an impact on the series. But imagine if he was also counted on to score and he's not scoring or being emotionally involved. I'm not sure I game three, after Kane scored, he lined up against Tkachuk and he slashed him and Kane was all over him. And it was like Tkachuk was, it's unsure. He's like, he's scared of him. And I get it. Like, I know what it's like to be scared against someone, but he has to check into the series, because I think he's in many ways the emotional leader of this group, the Flames, that is, and he has not done enough. So when he gets going, it draws attention to himself. Like, when is the last time we've seen this series? Or when is the time we've seen him draw a lot of attention to himself, like we've seen in past series? It's not there. Past games against the Oilers. He needs to check into the series if the Flames have a chance. Listen, if I'm an Oilers fan, I don't want him checking in the series, because he can have a big impact. I mean, 100 points this year. He's a good player. But I think on that line, they need him to get going. If I'm Daryl Sutter, I'm trying to put him in situations where he can get checked in. But in the meantime, I'm not playing Gaudreau against McDavid. It's over. That's not working. It's going to put other pressure on your other lines. But, you know, if they're going to go again with Tanev in there, they have one less forward, so you can kind of rotate those two centers, get them in more often, get them on the ice more often. They both scored last game. I think that's a positive. Lindholm and Backlund, that's a positive. But get those two centers on the ice as much as possible, knowing that the goal is to keep Goudreau and company away from McDavid's line.
Yeah, when I look at Tkachuk, the biggest thing is, well, number one, the orders have just ignored him. Like, he tries to get in after whistles, right? And he's always behind the, he's not moving his feet. Like, he's not the quickest skater to begin with, which is fine. But I find he's not moving his feet, and he's really been a non-factor since game one. A non-factor. Like, I was joking off the top. He could be on the side of a milk carton right now because he's missing. They don't know where he is. And if he doesn't show up, they don't have a chance. And even if he does, I'm not sure it'll be enough. Like, Edmonton right now, and Oilers fans like, you know, oh, come on. Right? They're better right now. Like, they're better than Calgary. Like, name a time in the last three games where you'd look and say, wow, Calgary's really dominated the Oilers. They just haven't. And, you know, I sense McDavid is on a real mission right now, and Calgary doesn't have any, like, when you go hypothetically, if they played Colorado, you could say, well, geez, McKinnon, he can come close. Johnny Gaudreau doesn't come close to McDavid. And Johnny Gaudreau's a really good player. Right, and he's their best offensive player. They don't have anyone in Calgary, and then you throw in Leon Draisaitl, who has 13 points. The Flames' first line has total of 13 points. Like, it's right now that top line, Struds. I know that, you know, we're like, geez, if you load them up, does it lead to success? Well, it is right now because it's so, like, it's even more dominant than it ever has been before, and that's because you got Kane on there, who's another legit first liner. Like, it's working for now. So until they start losing continually without it, I'd keep it rolling.
No, I'm the same way, you know, and we mentioned Tanev in there. And I think, you know, when a D-man has a bad shoulder, you want to make him play in the hard areas of the game, right? So that's along the wall and in front of the net. So if I'm an Oilers forward and I see the Tanev's out there, you know, maybe not, let's just take McDavid's line out of it. But the other three lines, like when Tanev's out there, guys, let's get pucks to the net and get some puck battles in front, because you might get a free look like Hyman did the other night. And not free, but he just doesn't have the strength to fight for it. But those are the little details that within a series can make a difference. You know, like you see a weakness and you exploit it. So don't just play on the perimeter. And Tanev is really good at getting in the way. He's annoying to play against. You know, when you watch him play, he's more often than not in the right place, you know, blocking shots, and he can skate just fine. But get pucks to the net, though. He has to fight for pucks in front. And I think that you'll find you'll be rewarded. So watch for that tonight. And again, maybe let's keep Kane's line out of it. But the other three lines, when you're looking at that matchup, know that that's an advantage you have, because it doesn't happen every day where a good defender is playing with one arm.
Fair point. Struddy, we got a few texts on if you want to watch the game in Vancouver. The Black Frog is an Oilers theme bar, just so you know.
All right, well, we're looking first place tonight. We're all jacked up.
The Black Frog, Strutty.
Okay, I'll be there.
Enjoy, but don't wear too tight of pants. They won't let you in.
All right, sweatpants it is.